Geek Radio Daily for Friday, December 12, 2008. All the geek without any of that stupid nefarious weight. Yeah, it's nefarious. It's got a snidely whiplash kind of mustache. I know what I'm talking about. You can trust me, because I'm your host, Billy Flynn.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Of course, being Friday, we're flying without the vicar today. One of these days, we're going to hire somebody else at the day job who can work Fridays just so the vicar doesn't have to, but that's okay. Because we still have all your good fun stuff coming up. Going to be taking a peek at the good old mailbag. It's Friday, so we're going to be talking about movies. News of the geeky all coming up today, this Friday, December 12th, which is Mayim Bialik's birthday. That's Blossom from Blossom. She's 33. Jennifer Connelly is 38. You know Jennifer Connelly. She's hot. Madchen and Mick is 38. I know her best as Shelley Johnson on Twin Peaks. Sheila E. is 51. Drummer, hardcore, no, excuse me, percussionist. Thank you. Honor Blackman's 81. She played Pussy Galore in Goldfinger. And Bob Barker. Yeah, Bob Barker is 85 years old. You can come on down, Bob. Have yourself a good old time, sir. Friday night means television time. Well, for some folks, those of us who aren't going out, that's what that is. And tonight, since we're so close to the holidays, we do have a few holiday specials. Most of them on CBS. Tonight's showing Frosty the Snowman. Frosty returns following and after that Flight Before Christmas, which is about squirrel giving flying lessons to reindeer. It's a heartwarming thing. And then there's a Numbers rerun on after that. Aww. NBC Greatest Holiday Moments, Songs of the Season. That's a nice two-hour event, followed by a lipstick jungle. ABC has Wife Swap, Super Nanny, and 2020, because to them, holidays are all about swapping.
If there's a fee involved, I'll swing.
Over on Fox, it's Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, followed by Don't Forget the Lyrics, which features three Miss America winners participating. The CW has an all-new Everybody Hates Chris, followed by an old rerun of Everybody Hates Chris. Following that, the Family Entertainment Awards. Yay! AMC American Movie Classics is showing one. I like to point that out whenever they do, because they so often do not. Tonight, they're showing Gremlins. Thank you, Gremlins. Thank you for giving us the PG-13 and just for being a damn fine film and having Dick Miller battle Gremlins. Country Music Television tonight has the 12 Days of Redneck Christmas. It's an easy joke, so I'm just going to stop. I'm not even going to do it. Family Channel tonight, they're doing the Chronicles of Narnia. They got The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which, it's a really decent adaptation, okay? I enjoy it. Is it the greatest thing ever? No. No, it's not. But it's got its moments. Over on FX tonight, they're showing Benchwarmers, the underrated, subtle, nuanced performance by Rob Schneider. Yes, I said it. Film is far funnier than you would think. History Channel, Shadow Force, Tribal Wars in Kenya. Now, Shadow Force, I believe, has also been the name of a video game. I was hoping it was that. Apparently, it's not. Sci-Fi Channel, new Stargate Atlantis and Sanctuary. Turner Classic Movies with the 7-Year Itch. Cartoon Network has Batman Brave and the Bold. Red Tornado will be joining him for this episode. Following that's an all-new Star Wars Clone Wars. VH1, they're just going to have the best new year. The best new year ever. Maybe they'll even put on a show. But if I'm watching anything tonight, it's going to be on that there, a Lifetime Television
for women.
Because tonight a fledgling food critic agrees to visit a struggling restaurant if its chef will date her meddling mother tonight. Oh my goodness, tonight it's just a recipe for a perfect Christmas.
It's here! Listen up! It's time for mail call!
Hope there's not as much sugar and saccharin and stuff in there as it sounds like, because wow. Okay, take a look at the mailbag. Hey guys, just wanted to say how I've always thought that it was cool that I shared a birthday with old Blue Eyes himself, Sinatra. I go and find out that I'm exactly as old as Jennifer Connelly. Double cool random geek points for that. Now, if you will excuse me, I have to go play with the coolest geek toy out today. My new iPhone. See you at DragonCon 09. Now all I have to do is find a floor to crash on again, and that's surreal. Hey, surreal, dude, no problem, man. Crash on the floor anytime you like. The trick is we're going to have to find ourselves a floor for us to be on in the first place. So if Jennifer Connelly's birthday is today and your birthday is Jennifer Connelly's birthday, well, happy birthday to Surreal, who likes sleeping on people's floors. It's a fetish, but, you know, don't judge. Judge not, yes, ye be judged, or something like that. Okay, Dave says to us, hey guys, I have a question. I'm guessing that you've got a lot of mail today after not getting any yesterday. when you go from not getting anything in abundance, is this what happens to you? And then Dave has sent us a link, which we'll put in the show notes. And no, Dave, I don't believe that's what happens to us. But thanks for thinking of us anyway. So until Fanboy and Elmira get together and have the most annoying cartoon child in history make mine GRD. Wow. Fanboy and Elmira, dude, you have just put really, really, really horrible thoughts in my head. I don't know how to thank you for that other than to say, well, you could just rock me to sleep tonight. As for the other question about the amount of mail we have, yeah, I believe we did have quite a bit of mail today. The vicar got the mail, I guess not remembering that he would not be part of the show this morning. So I have those two pieces of mail, which means we have an abundance of mail for later. And your mail could also be there in abundance as well. All you got to do is drop us a line at Vicar, Billy Flynn, The Bruce, or even, dare I say, podcast at geekradiodaily.com. So you could do that. And thanks for everyone that does like to. That doesn't sound right. Thanks to everyone that does send in some email because it keeps the vicar from going crazy and running around foaming at the mouth in that weird, strange way he does. It's Friday, so we're going to be talking new movies. Also, a peek at your geek news coming your way here on this Friday, December 12th, 2008 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In the world of podcasting, danger lurks around every corner. Tech nerds hand out obscure expertise. Pseudo-psychiatrists give out free advice, worth every penny. Sci-fi geeks stalk the unwary, unloading useless trivia. Podcast novelists plot to take over the world and threaten to swallow your soul. It all sounds like an adventure. And if adventure has a podcast, it must be Indiana Jim.
Join me, Indiana Jim, your intrepid arch-geekologist, as I navigate the podosphere. We'll talk to authors and podcasters on the front lines of traditional publishing and the new media. Uncover creative audio treasures. Find inspiration from the annals of history. And battle the enemies of truth, justice, and the sci-fi geek way.
Go to podcast.indianajim.net today and join the adventure.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, December 12th, 2008. Billy Flynn bringing you all the geek with none of that old weight, and also saying that a big, huge, crazy celebrity type of birthday, something that's made a... someone that made a monumentous contribution to geek history. It's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. Aw, aren't I just a sweetie?
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Friday, of course, does mean new movies at the holidays, and today there is stuff out there for you. In fact, there's nothing like the holidays. John Leguizamo, Freddie Rodriguez, Deborah Messing, just a bunch of people, scattered members of the Rodriguez family, return to their parents' home in Chicago to celebrate the holiday season, as well as the youngest ones return from combat overseas. But old tensions surface, blah, blah, blah. You know, your family gets together for the holidays, and it's not the the dream Norman Rockwell thing it's supposed to be. It's another one of those movies, so there's that. Also today, the day the Earth stood still, Keanu Reeves, Jennifer Connelly, Kathy Bates, basically an alien lands on Earth with an important message for the citizens of Earth, and it's a remake of the classic 1951 sci-fi film directed by Robert Wise, starring Michael Rene, who was ill the day the Earth stood still. Klaatu Barada Nictu comes from this movie. No, it does not come from Evil Dead, Army of Darkness. No, it's from the day the Earth stood still. Watch the original. Maybe the new one, I don't know. I'll probably watch it just because I like the idea and the concept of the movie, but we'll see. Also out today is Delgo, bringing us the fantastic dream cast of Freddie Prinze Jr., Val Kilmer, and Anne Bancroft. Okay? It's an animated film. Delgo, a troubled teenager framed for a crime he didn't commit, escapes from prison, leads him to a group of unlikely friends on an adventure to save two sparring races from a common enemy, and if you're not careful, you just might learn something before it's done. That's all the major releases. Now, there are some stuff limited release. Time Crimes opens in L.A. and New York. It's the new movie from the screenwriter of Children of Men, Tim Sexton. What Doesn't Kill You opens up in L.A. and New York with Ethan Hawke, Mark Ruffalo, and Brian Goodman. Don't even know what that's about. Wendy and Lucy opens up today, and it's not a sleepover movie. I thought it was. Also in limited release, the new Clint Eastwood movie, Gran Torino, opens That's a, you know, it's about a prized 1972 Gran Torino car. So disgruntled Korean War vet Clint Eastwood decides to go kick some ass, baby. I love that he still does that. It's fantastic. So limited release. If you guys are in L.A. and New York, you got extra stuff to watch. The rest of us, well, you know, I guess we'll go see The Day the Earth Stood Still.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News, taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Entertainment Weekly reports that Heroes is going to show you Siler's daddy. That's right. John Glover, most recently playing Lionel Luthor, Lex Luthor's father in Smallville, has been set to play Siler's father. Quote, when Siler meets his father, he's going to see a path ahead of him he doesn't want to take. Uh-huh. He has a lot more in common with his father than he realized. Dun, dun, dun. What? How? I thought he was the brother of... What? Okay. I'm 3 episodes behind, and I just don't even know anymore. All right. So the Twilight sequel, New Moon, it's all ready to go into production. It could go into production as early as Monday. The next adaptation of Stephanie Meyer's book in the Twilight series, pressed to start filming. They want a November 20th, 2009, okay? They want the third book, Eclipse, out after that. So that's cool for the fans, unless, of course, you're a fan of Jacob, the werewolf played by Taylor Lautner. He's getting pushed out the door as people don't think he can carry the next movie on his shoulders because the New Moon is more about werewolves, if you will. According to the sources, Lautner's agency even reached out to the Curious Case of Benjamin Button FX crew to see if there was any way they could buff him up digitally. Wow. So they're going to push him out the door for that? Come on, he's got plenty of time. Okay, the latest downloadable content for Rock Band is called Going Country. It includes 5 tracks from artists like Brad Paisley, Brooks and Dunn, and the Dixie Chicks. So, starting December 16th, you can download Mud on the Tires from the game's online store. Sure. You can strum in time to Miranda Lambert's Gunpowder and Lead. Paul DeGover says that with this first release, we want to edge people into the country music side of this. We don't want their heads to explode. But apparently, Rock Band, you can, you know, a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, no problem. These new music things will be available on the Xbox 360 on December 16th. PlayStation 3 starting December 18th. You can get the tracks for $1.99 each or the whole 5-pack for about $8.50. So, apparently academic studies have done some arguing that the more Spartan your workplace, the more likely it is you'll be promoted. If you're the sort of person who's cheered up by family photos, an action figure, or a concert poster, well, you're not going to survive in the business world. But if you want to do something really cool, check out the shows because you can get a business card holder that is shaped like the Lost Ark of the Covenant. And that's really, really cool. And if you're nice, you know, maybe your boss, if he really gets on your nerves, maybe you could open it up and his face will melt. Wouldn't that be cool? China has a World of Warcraft restaurant. Dwah? The restaurant's entrance is a real-life recreation of the opening animation from the game. The dining area is called the Hall of Snowstorms. It's where an immense plasma screen displays action from the game. There's a towering tree at the center of the dining portal, creating a pleasing ambiance for leisurely diners. Most patrons are fans of the game, and guarding the walls of the dining area are warriors clad in ancient armor, walls highlighted by graphical images taken from the game. The owner of the restaurant said he wanted to create the diner in the hope that people who share his enthusiasm for the World of Warcraft could find a comfortable gathering place. In addition to the interior decoration, the game features dominate the menu selection. Diners choose from dishes named after just different things, different people, places from the virtual world. So a place for World of Warcraft people to get together and socialize and hang out? Man, that's outstanding. Now, if all they need to do is plug up computers so while you're dining you can actually eat, that would be fantastic. Of course, then they may not eat at all, and now all I can think about is that episode of South Park. You know the one I'm talking about. Yeah, you do. Researchers at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City say they've created an ignition key for cars that can block the driver's cell phone signal. What? Well, because of kids. They seem to think that anyone under 18 shouldn't be talking on a cell phone and driving. I am of the opinion that if you don't want them to do it, no one should do it. And since we all do it and eat in our cars and smoke in our cars and put on makeup in our car and drink coffee in our cars and all these other things, what does it really matter? So Zaiswang Zhu, a civil and environmental engineering assistant professor, said he and the University of Utah graduate Wally Curry have invented the key to safe driving. It's designed to stop teenage drivers from using cell phones while driving, and the key is to avoid distractions, Zhu said. We want to provide a simple, cost-effective solution to improve driving safety. Azu and Curry have already licensed their new product, which has earned provisional patents with a private company, for its public release. If you can do that, by God, I want this done at movie theaters so they can stop irritating the hell out of me. Don't you agree? I think so. Geek Radio Daily. Please subscribe through iTunes. Write a review while you're there, but wait for a good show to do that. That'd be cool. Come on by for the social geek working at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Geek Radio Daily. Licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Check out the store at cafepress.com. There will be a GRDs Weekly this weekend, so get ready for that. And feel free to email us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
I just like to pause here a minute and say what a gas and a sagacious experience it is working on today's show. Because I walked onto the set today and everyone looked at me and said, we're going to have fun. Fun, fun, fun.